One of these cars, I understand, is yours, my friend. Which
one? If you can call them cars right now, it's already been dragged down the tunnel. It was just a mass of metal when I saw it. But, yeah, it used to be a car.
Now, do you live in one of the houses that was evacuated?
I live behind those houses. I live in a kind of alleyway that runs perpendicular to 26th.
Okay, so you can go home. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank God.
What's going through your mind as you watch all this?
Just how? Like, I really expected that they just, you know, stabilize the ground, just, you know, attach a cable and pull the cars out. It was, like, they were all structurally sound. Maybe not the ground, but the car. Mom was on a piece of pavement. A piece of pavement that slid down. It wasn't on dirt. They could have pulled it. And when I came out here and I just, you know, I stood over on the other side, and you obviously can't see down. Somebody said, oh, well, you can come over to this fence and you can see and check on your car and it will be fine. And I come over here and it's not. It's gone.
And I guess insurance?
Insurance doesn't cover it. It's an act of God. And that's ridiculous. You know, isn't that what insurance there for? You know, when something happens that's unexpected, that you can't control. I don't think I really could have stopped the ground from collapsing under my car. And the fact that that's not covered, and now, I mean, from what I understand, I'm going to have to go in the court to deal with this. And
did you see your car being smashed by the...
I didn't see it being smashed because I didn't think they would have to. And otherwise, I would have stood up by the fence and, like, taped what was going on and just, you know, so I knew. But I watched it sink into the ground. Saw that.
And you, so you're at a loss right now.
I
communicated to you how you might be able to get the money back for this, or
a few people have told me lawsuit. That's all I've heard. I have a friend that's an attorney, and he said that I need to reach out to an attorney that specializes in property damage and stuff like that, and that's the best course of action. It's really sad. It's really sad to have to see this happen and have to deal with it like this. I just graduated from school, so I'm, you know, trying to work, and now you're adding this.
How did you find out it was in there again?
How did I find out it was in the hole?
Yeah, did someone tell you, or did
someone told me the ground was collapsing? My roommate went outside because the alleyway I live in turned into a river. The water was 2 or 3 inches deep, flowing down it. And so he decided he wanted to see where it was going. And he told me something was crazy. Something crazy was happening on 26th. And he yelled at me to go look at my car. And when I got out in time just to see it lowered just slowly. It looked like it was on an elevator. You know, everyone said it was really loud. And I don't remember it being that loud. I think it was because I was more paying attention to the fact that my hard car was sinking to the ground. Nothing you can do. It's terrible to just watch it sink and there's nothing you can do.
I'm sorry, can you just say your first and last name for me?
Tim. T-I-M.
Last name?
Rogers. R-O-G-E-R-S.